Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Today marks 2 years since the earthquake in Haiti, and one of the after effects is that Haitian journalists, particularly radio journalists, have found a new freedom to air the concerns of a struggling and aggrieved public. With support from the international community and some here in South Florida, Haitian radio journalists are able to say things on the air that not so long ago could have gotten them killed.
It could be really a powerful engine for change in Haiti.
Yves Colon teaches journalism at the University of Miami. After the earthquake, he helped launch a daily news show distributed to 25 stations in Port-au-Prince. Colon says 40% of adults in Haiti can't read, so radio is especially important.
That's the only way, really. It is really the only way that people find a voice in Haitian society. It's thanks to radio.
Jennifer Maloney tells the story of one Haitian radio reporter who found a new voice after the earthquake.
Mackinson Ramey sits in a tent on a Port-au-Prince street, speaking into a microphone. 3 months have passed since the earthquake. He talks about gas shortages, rubble-filled streets, the dangers for women in Haiti's sprawling tent camps. Rain patters on the vinyl roof and runs over the cables at his feet. Night after night, Mackinson's broadcasts come down to a single question.
Where is the change?
Where is the change?
Many money for Haiti. I see many newspapers on Haiti, but where is the change? This is my problem.
It's a question echoing in his listeners' minds. Mackinson is a reporter and host for Radio Caraibe, one of the top stations in a city of 2.5 million people.
After the earthquake, before the earthquake, the same problem. The same Haiti, with big problem, no electricity, no good water. Food are very expensive.
Mackinson is 34 years old. His fans call him Cat Paquet. In Creole, that means 4x4. That's because, like the GP drives, Mackinson has a reputation for going anywhere to get a story, even into the dangerous slums that other journalists avoid. Mackinson isn't afraid of the slums because he grew up in one. He's part of a small corps of Haitian journalists covering the stalled reconstruction efforts for listeners in Haiti and abroad. Last month, he reported live from a tent camp to Radio Panou in New York on an election marred by fraud.
This morning, we woke up to many burning tires. There are also small handguns being fired timidly in some neighborhoods.
Mackinson's late-night show is a mix of news, commentary, and satire. It airs twice a week. This month, he also started hosting a morning news program called How is Port-au-Prince?
I can give a joke on the president. I can give a joke on the minister.
Jokes about Haiti's politicians, among other things, are what get him into trouble with government officials.
Sometimes they call me and they say they hate that. And sometimes I change my voice. Yes, I talk like the president. Just a way to tease them. Just a way to ask them to change the country. Sometimes I talk as Aristide too.
Jean-Bertrand Aristide, Haiti's first democratically elected president, was deposed and exiled with the help of the U.S. And Mackinson, on his late-night program, mimics Aristide's radio addresses from exile in South Africa.
Femme, sem, zamim, famim, mon ki te vote myo.
Mackinson's jokes underline a serious point.
It's not only me joker. I think all the president Haiti is joker. Government after government, you meet the same problems. Coup d'etat after coup d'etat, you find the same.
Not long ago, satire like that in Haiti could get you killed. At least 7 Haitian journalists have been murdered in the past 10 years. Mackinson himself was nearly killed in 2005. He was hosting a call-in show on Radio Megastar. Some of his segments bothered the elites who had overthrown President Aristide, so they tried to buy Mackinson's silence.
They asked me to collaborate with them, to be cool, and to give up the news. I said no.
A few weeks later, 2 police vehicles followed Mackinson home.
And they tried to stop my car on the road. They called me, hey, Mackinson, and you speak for Jean-Bertrand Aristide.
6 men dragged him from his car. 10 others stood guard.
It was with gun, with long gun, they beat me. They say, you give breaking news and we're going to break you.
Mackinson believed he was going to die. Then people began to gather. they saw the press badge on the dashboard of his Jeep, and they called out his nickname, Cat Pie Cat, 4x4.
They say, hey, this is Mackinson, Cat Pie Cat, he's a popular journalist. I used to listen to him on the radio, blah, 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 so you can't kill him.
The attackers drove off, leaving Mackinson with a bleeding face and a bruised body. His journalism almost got him killed, but it also saved his life.
It's why now I am alive.
The attack was covered by the Associated Press. Radio Megastar shut down for 3 months. Mackinson's family begged him to give up journalism.
My family, my father said it was too dangerous. My little sister said the same thing. And some of my friends said me the same thing too.
Eventually, he did give up radio news. He started hosting a show on music.
Yes, it's better when you talk about music. There is no problem. And nobody can target you because music is cool.
January 12, 2010. An earthquake kills 250,000 people in Haiti. The airwaves go silent. As the surviving journalists return to the air, stations shift from music and entertainment to news and analysis. Mackinson, broadcasting from a tent, turns his focus from music to the chaos around him. Haiti's radio stations are struggling to stay on the air. They're propped up by public service announcements from the government. Mackinson earns $10 a day. Mackinson, who was born in a slum and climbed his way up to middle-class life, slipped backward after the quake. His apartment was condemned. He slept in his car. And in April, after the birth of his first child, he moved his family into the tiny cinder block home of his girlfriend's mother. She lives on a canal filled with garbage in Saint-Martin, the same slum where Mackinson grew up. Last month, Mackinson was attacked again, this time by a crowd protesting the first round results of Haiti's presidential election. Calling him a government operative, they punched him, stole his phone, and smashed his car windows. The next day, he went back to work.
Reporting in the street is my life. Working for poor people. Working for people desperate, for people who doesn't have hope.
In the years since the earthquake, Mackinson's station has been rebuilt, and he finally saved up enough to move his family to a safer neighborhood. Haitian media observers don't know how long this moment of press freedom will last. Mackinson says he'll keep reporting. He likes to sing as he drives in Port-au-Prince traffic. His Suzuki Tracker keeps breaking down while he's out reporting. A leak in the exhaust system fills the Jeep with fumes. A press pass hangs from his rearview mirror. For Under the Sun, I'm Jennifer Maloney.
It's been about a year since Jennifer Maloney first reported this story. She tells us Mackinson and his family are doing well, and his radio show, How is Port-au-Prince, is still on the air. This month, he'll be following developments on President Michel Martelly's proposal to reinstate a Haitian army. You can find out more about Haitian media, both challenges and successes, at WLRNunderthesun.org. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and associate producer Trina Sargalski. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.